Parsha Shemois. So we already said the Rashi Tevis, the acronyms of Mishnah Mikra Targum, that was said by the Shir already. And I think they say over from Chaim Kanevsky that the reason why those Rashi Tevis are here, as opposed to you would think maybe a Parsha Bereishis or something like that, is in case you're losing the Frischkeit. You're losing that newness that's going through the Torah, and especially Sefer Bereishis, very long Sefer, a lot of long Parshias. So, get to Parsha Shemois, give you a little like rejuvenation. I think Rav Gifta used to say by Daf Yomi that Bosh Shabbos Bo Menucha, like everyone starts brachas with a gishmak, and it comes to Shabbos, like everyone sort of bows out a little bit. So, definitely helpful to hear such a thing all the way by Shemois already. Get a new restart. Okay, the pasuk says, "Vayomas Yosef v'chol hador hahu." Yosef died out, his brothers, and that whole generation. And later on, it says, "Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farach," that Mitzrayim was mishabed them. Pashtis, it would seem, and so says the Medrash in one place, that this is when the Shiva started. The Shiva started after everyone died out. Amaisa Rashi later on in Parshas Va'era, it's talking about over there, it's restating the people who were born and died, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and says, and Levi died, and Rashi over there says that after Misas Levi, in other words, after all the last of the Shvatim died, that's when the Shibud started, because it says in the sixth Parsha, in Aleph Ches, Vayakum al Chadash al Mitzrayim. So it seems that that's when the Shibud started, earlier, after the Shvatim. And then, of course, we have Rashi Vayichi, Mem Zayin, Chav Ches, that says that with Nisma name Shai Yisrael, with the Misa of Yaakov, because that's when the Aschala Shibud started. So we seem to have a big machlok as when exactly the Shibud of Mitzrayim started.
Would that and last? Which Shvatim?
Levi.
Why?
Levi.
Why do you
know
the longest?
Maybe Levi Hashem, maybe this one who... he ends up sitting in the yeshiva all the time. It doesn't have the shiva. We'll mention that in a minute.
Only thing is less weird here. He didn't work as much.
Could be. Well, I mean, there was no work yet, possibly, if you what we're saying right now, that in that Rashi, but Levi was the last one of the Shvatim. So they basically say that there were different steps to the Shibud of how strong it was. You know, it might have started as, you know, a little thing at first, and then eventually it got stronger until eventually it got worse. And it would make sense that first you start with Yaakov, and maybe whether something started then or not, or wait until after Yosef, but Yosef is definitely an extension of Yaakov. Like we said last week, he's a quasi-Av, and therefore, so it could be that that's one step anyways. But then you have that after the Shvatim went, then there was another fall, that you lost the actual people who were B'nai Yaakov. And then after the whole 70 fell, now you lost a really, really big protection of anyone who basically was around with Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that would be another reason for the Shibud to get even worse then, until you have that the Shibud got the worst and lasted for 86 years. That was the hardest part. That's where we have our psukim going into this, continuing to the sixth parasha, all the hard work. And Miriam was born then, the Medrash says, and she was called Miriam al Shem Vayimaru Eschayim, that they made their lives extremely bitter. And we know that she was 86 when they went to Mitzrayim. She was 3 years older than Moshe Aaron, depending how you know what exactly ages were of Moshe and Aaron. We'll see later on in other parashas. You still had everyone alive. Oh, how many were people? Right. So that's another thing. Lamai said there were other people that saw Yaakov. That's another fair point, that there were other people alive who saw Yaakov who were definitely born after the 70 came down. In those 17 years, I'm sure many people were born. So they at least had seen Yaakov, but you have to know exactly if that's a Chal Dar or not. Hashas it could be it was just the 70 that went down. Yitzchak was Nifta already, I think 12 years after Mikras Yosef. He definitely died somewhere in there, I think it was 12 years.
Wait, what about Sarah Klaus
Husher? Definitely, she was a young girl.
Wasn't she
in that Brahman? Oh, in a fine, that's a different story. Oh, you're saying also called our who? Okay, maybe it's just the men, the ones who represent, and the people to look at. I hear. Okay, nice Ara. Okay, the pasuk says, Yecheved, that's correct. All right, she lives the whole way through, that's for sure. Says the pasuk Vav, back in our parasha, Aleph Vav. I'm sorry, Pasuk Zion. So, the Rashi says that there was Shisha Bekeres Echad, there were six born at one time. And the question is, how do Chazal know that? So, Pashtus, it's like the Medrash, that the six words are Maram, is that they had six babies. The question at one time, the question is, seems to be the a lot of Mefarshi Rashi ask, that how exactly why would Rashi put the diak from the pasuk on Vayishutu? He put it, should have put it on Paru. If you're starting the six words, so put it by the first of the six words and say, oh, we have it. Okay, I was thinking maybe someone will try to answer after this, that by the second word already, why are we saying it second? Like the first word, let it be. Okay, I hear Lamaisa, many ask this, and there's actually the Trumas Hadashin's Kasha. Many others ask that as well. And
why wasn't it six?
Obvious in Yemayis that they only had one at a time. Pashas, you don't include the twins, so it's like you deal with Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam.
They're from Levi.
Oh, Levi didn't have the bracha. That's nice, Terrence. Very good. Very nice. So that's what he asks, and so the Nachlas Yaakov actually wants to say, interestingly enough, that we don't find in the whole Torah that Piria is separated from Rivia. It's usually the words are next to each other. So here, why is it Paru Vayishutsu Vayirbu? Let it be Paru Vayirbu. So that's why they make a diak on the word Vayishutsu. And he wants to say that they had the most that any sheretz would have, which he says is an achbar, a mouse, a rat. I don't know exactly how you want to translate it. I don't know if it's documented, but this is at least what our Chazal are telling us. It had the most that a biggest sheretz would have, and that's why it's six, not necessarily having to do with the words. Could be another pshat. The Meznayim L'Toyra, Rav Sirotskin brings down from his Shver of Blazer Gordon that once he was dealing with some sort of maskil of some sort, and he was being very wary of the fact. He was willing to accept, fine, Kali, so, you know, I understand that they had a lot of people, but like, Mamesh, Shisha, B'Karas Echad, is it possible? So he said, I'll show you statistically that it could work out. He says, how many people left Mitzrayim? 600,000. That's besides for that. That's the 20 to 60. That's not even including the kids and the elder people. So let's just say there were 1.2 million. A lot of people make the cheshbon. There might have been those people. We're not getting into the women and kids that you end up with 3 million. We're not getting that in this cheshbon. So you have 1.2 million. Now we know that in the Midbar, way later, it says that there were about 22,000 Bacharim, really 22,273, but let's just stick with the 22,000 for now. So that means 22,000 people were the heads of each house. That means you had 22,000 mothers. So you divide the 1,000,002 kids, births that were had, amongst the 22,000 mothers, you come out with 55 kids per family. Says Rabbi Elazar Gordon that Moshe Rabbeinu says in his Kapitel of Tehillim that Yimei Shana Bahem Shivim Shana Bim Grush Shmainim Shana. So probably they were living about 70, 80 years. Pashtus, it could be said that a little bit hard for a lady to have more than 10 pregnancies in that time. You work out 55 and 10, you're ending out with about 6 kids of birth. So you're showing him, he was coming to show him statistically, Avada, you have more. What about the girls? And what about, we didn't even get into that. He was just trying to show him.
About the ones that were nifter and they were not included. There's families that I'm sure are miscarrying.
Were there? Why are you so sure?
It was
just mentioned that, say louder for the recording. There were miscarriages, maybe there were miscarriages and people died. So it's possibly going to mention, but now we'll for sure mention that Tzedek Darach says it's Kveger, one of the last Gilyan Hashas in Mesechus Brachas, who says that Aisha has 7 Chadarim that's possible to be Mazriya in, 3 on the right, 3 on the left. I think it says if it's on the right, it's a Zachar, if it's on the left, it's a Nekeva, and the middle, it's going to be Tumtum Andragonus. So you'll wonder, so why do they have 7? All right, we know sometimes there are seven babies. I forget how to say the word in English, but there are 7 babies sometimes. Septuplets or something like that, maybe. So, because that would not be a bracha. that would not be brachah for them to fill all seven. That would be atonement to my drinking. So therefore, fill. Okay, then you ask me. So three boys, three girls. I hear nice are, but lamai. So let's go. Happens to be what? Six is good. That's what it's saying. That is six is a bracha. Exactly, six is a bracha. That's what it seems to be from this Rukveger who's coming from quotes to say
the
other.
The 1.2 million is
yeah. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. Yes, that's what we mentioned. Lamai. So the one I heard the shir from, not that long before I heard this shir. Apparently, it was documented that in California, a lady had eight. So, you know, I don't know how Hashem works these things out, but we're dealing with Chazal over here.
Is that new?
Like 7 years ago?
This was a few years ago, and it might have been a couple years before that. Makes sense?
How long ago? Could be a new era of gender.
Okay. Fine. Very good. Lamaisa, we mentioned that they started the Shibud. And it says that what they do, they work them, b'chomer uvilvanim. The Zoyar says that b'chomer zukal b'chomer, bilvanim zulibun halacha. What's he trying to refer to over here? I mean, let it mean what it means. That they did work. They worked with the mortar, with the bricks. What's the Zoyar saying? It's mavur from the Zoyar. People want to explain that there were two types of shibud. It wasn't just that B'nai Levi got off scot-free. Avram was told his kids are going to have a shibud. All of them had a shibud. There were two ways to be mekayim the shibud. We'll see a little bit later how exactly everyone ended up by the shibud. But most did the shibud of actual work. And B'nai Levi said doing the shibud of Torah. Rabbi Baruch Finkel, I don't know if he brings this down, but he says at the end of the parasha, Pare tells Moshe and Aaron, what are you bothering me with this? Trying to get the Yidden off from work? Go back to your work. Let's go back to your work. I mean, it could be if you would say that Paritan Chapo, it was known who Moshe and Aaron were. He knows they're not part of the work. He's never seen them before. Like we'll say later on. It's only people who got chap that first day in the work that they were noted and quoted for the rest of their lives in work. But some people didn't come forward like Shevet Levi. That's why they were never bothered by Pari. So it's Pari telling him, he knows that they're not part of the work. Zakhtar Rabbi Baruch Finkel, because they still had the Shibud HaTorah. What are you going? What are you being Mevatel Torah for coming in to play around by the palace over here? Go back to learning.
It was his house.
Good, fine. And so he had a Shibud. He's a Yid.
She would probably, when he went back to
Levi,
didn't he live in his house for his whole
little
life?
Wonderful, but he's still part of
Klai,
so he's a Shibud.
The rest of Klai is slaving away. So he's coming to Pari to tell Pari.
That's the Pashto. So Elmaisa, Sivli Seichem includes you also. So Rabbi Baruch Finkel is explaining very nicely that could be he had his own Shibud as well, that Shevi Levi had their own Shibud. I think it's a nice pshat. Nice pshat that he's saying. Okay. This is why I have it from. Okay. Vayomer vayakam al chadosh amatzrim asher liyodes Yosef vayomer al amahine amri so rav otzum imenu hoven ischak maloy. Let us try to figure out and get some kishmak away to get them. Perhaps they will beat us out. Three people were there, Chazal say. Yisroi, Eiv, and Bilam. Yisroi, we know, ran away. He was zeichet to Chevra Keni, and for that they got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael of Yerichai, and they were always very close to Klal Yisrael. Eiv stayed quiet, and Bilam stayed with Parai. Why did Eiv get punished? Chazal say Eiv got punished. Why did he get punished? He stayed quiet. Shikagayda, exactly. Answers the Brisker Rav, but like takes the full meaning of this. That if it would have hurt you, if it would have bothered you, you would have said Oivei. You would have said Oive, exactly. That's right. So therefore,
if one of the people says yes, one of the people says no, and the other guy doesn't say anything, so then they're equal, and the Parak could say yeah, I'll just do the I'll make.
I hear. Sheep, you're saying so is important.
But if he would have picked that the Klal Yisrael wouldn't have, then that would have then he would have had very.
Kobe. I hear. Very nice. Just to say over a little bit on a nice little storyline. Mar Shiva connects the Medrash with the Ramban. That basically you get a whole different story than we would seem to get from the Parshan Chumash. The Parshan Chumash we would seem to get like, all right, that's it. They got together, started having everyone out. Let's kill the babies. Try to do it a little secretly. And then already you're having Chazal saying about them throwing everyone into the Yar. And then you have Moshe. Moshe gets saved. And then it seems that Chazal says it stopped there. Not so many psukim, but we think that we have the whole story very clear and how it went. And really, it's really, really not like that. Really not like that at all. The Medrash says, Vayasimu alav sarei misim. Why does it say alav? Alehem le'namar el alav. Why? Because Tana Dvei, Reb Lazar Shimon, I guess, Melamed she'hivu malbim v'tol b'tzavari. They took a brick, put it around Pare's neck, and he went around to everyone showing, come on, let's go build. And they had up signs, they had up people, loudspeakers, everything. Who sees Pare going out and doesn't want to go out and work with him? So, of course, all the Bnei Yeshiva started, starting to go, and they went out with Pare's going, we're not going to go. You always have one yeshiva that didn't show up to the Afghanis. That was the Bnei Levi. Bnei Levi just hadn't learned. And what happened? They started building a bricks, and they got a certain amount of payment for those bricks on the first day. Later on in Parshas Korach, we say a whole thing that Korach made some whole shtick that he did very little on that day because he knew what would have to happen. So he was a Levi, good kasha, but this is what the Medrash says. So he did a little bit, and therefore the other days he did a lot more and would sell it to fellow Yidden in order to help them finish, but that way he would make money. That was one of the ways that he became very rich. Interesting shtick of Karach. But anyways, and they all got pulled in.
I thought every day for a week more, they would
So saying how they didn't realize Karach, maybe he was able to get out of it, maybe Hagufa, he got away out saying he was Levi, but maybe I don't know. So, they had gotten together. It was four people down, deep under the earth in our terms of thinking of how it would have worked in the KGB in Russia. And Pari didn't speak to them all together necessarily, which would pull away sort of what you're saying. Pari didn't necessarily speak to them all together. Maybe he spoke to each of them separately. Ten floors under the earth is where this conversation is taking place. Okay, fun. We'll do this. And what happens? Pari just appeared like, that's it, we're going to kill everyone? No, says the Ramban. Klai Yisrael wouldn't have stood for that. That, what do you mean? You invite us into your country? Your king pulled us down, right? The first Pare pulled us down. And now Klai Yisrael wouldn't have stood for it. The Mitzrayim wouldn't have stood for that. You don't do this to people in the land. You don't just start killing them out. Want to make them pay taxes? Fine. Good. So they started putting taxes on them and start doing things like that. But just to go straight on killing them? So slowly but surely that Pare got like a few people started. First he started with the midwives, maybe try to kill the kids. And then eventually when Mitzrayim started hopping on that some Yidden are dying, looked a little bit fun. And they started trying to do it also. And then they also started, like, they hopped, with the water, maybe let's try throwing in. Till eventually Ramban says that they were paying, I think, he says. They were paying to if they killed the Yid. At first they got paid to kill Yid. Till eventually it was so much fun that they paid to kill Yid. Klal Yisrael doesn't know any of this the whole time. They're trying to figure out, is it natural? Is it not natural? What's going on over here? Should we go to Pare? Pare seems to be like a good friend, right? Like the Ramban says, that Pare wouldn't have been accepted in the country. They would have thrown him out. And the Yidden finally get together and shul after Shachris. Fine. We're going to try to go to Pare. Let's try to get an appointment. Who should go? How many people should we have? Who should speak? What should we say? They get to Pare. Finally get to the palace. They get in through the guards. And Pare's like, yes, well, what can I do for you? Oh, they're all excited. He's in a good mood today. Well, we don't want to really, I'm not really sure how to say this, but it seems that some people are, as they're looking around, trying to see all the secrets, like all the good to Yidden, seeing what's going around the room. They see a picture of Yosef behind Pare. They get, he's on our side over here. And they start, some people are falling into the river. Pare goes, oh, they really, really, people are falling into the river. Oh, that's such a geshrei. Oh, they. And we'll have to take care of this right away. The Yidden leave. They're so happy. Do you hear? He must have a Yiddish Shabbat. He said, Oyvei. Like, they are extremely happy. And then pretty much, like we say, a few psukim later, pretty much ends. And Pare gets out totally okay. And do you know what? In the Yiddish mind, it stayed like this. You know why? This is a diak. I think it's the Preskorov's diak. It says in Parshas Yisrael that Moshe tells everything to Yisrael. By Yomer Yisrael, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzascha Miyad Mitzrayim Umiyad Pari, that Hashem saved you from the hands of Mitzrayim Miyad Pari. Asher Hitzascha Yom Tachas Yom Mitzrayim, that saved the nation from the hands of Mitzrayim. That's a big kasha. It's superfluous words. What's going on over here? He already said that he saved you from Mitzrayim. What's he repeating again that he saved you from Mitzrayim? I think it's the Briskerov. Talk to Briskerov. Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Pari, Asher Hitzosayom Dachosrayim, that you thought that Pari was saving the nation from the hands of Mitzrayim. He saved you even from that. He saved you from Pari. You should know. I was there. I know what was going on. Baruch Hashem, you should know to give proper thanks to it.
Maisha heard all the conversations?
What do you mean?
So
no, we're saying 10 floors on there. No, he didn't hear these meetings. It was quiet, Mamish. Still right. But yes, Moshe says, and then Yisrael tells him, ah, Baruch Hashem. No one knew this until then. No one knew that part. Moshe tells him, oh, you should know what this is what happens, right? He says, ah, oh, Baruch Hashem, I see such a savior that you got saved from Mitzrayim and Parai. Who saved from Mitzrayim? What does that mean? Because they thought. That Pari was behind this story at the beginning of Shema Mitzrayim with the killing of the kids. Why should they know that? They with the Shibud. Okay, fine, but with the killing, we're talking about with the killing over here.
We didn't even much Pari said ask Yisrael. Yisrael knew that.
Hmm?
Yisrael knew.
Yisrael was away in Midian. Yisrael was away in Midian the entire time.
Anyone?
He comes. Yisrael is the first time. He's coming back right now. He go whatever in it over there.
You didn't tell anyone on the way out.
Well, maybe he thought that Pari away. Why? The Medrash says Yisrael ran away. Why did he run away? Because he was scared he'd be killed or coerced, and that he has to.
The whole nation.
Exactly.
But one on the way out.
Well, they would have come after.
I know, but at least the whole everyone else would know.
Maybe they wouldn't know. They would kill him on the spot.
Maybe they wouldn't have believed him. What happened in Nazi Germany? Anyone believed anything?
No.
And but someone just said recently. I don't remember who was just telling me. Someone said. A neighbor there's whatever, still alive today, that is old enough to remember from the 1930s, lived in actual Germany, and he said, I'm telling you it's true, we did not believe the reports. That was happening. You think someone would have believed Yisrael? Yisrael runs out of Mitzrayim. By the way, Pari's in a whole plan to kill you all. Nah, I'm not going to believe it. What do you mean? He's the nicest guy. He's a picture of Yosef behind him. Saying Kalu, right? You know, but I'm saying.
But even if he doesn't go around telling everybody, he knows that what Pari is planning to do.
No.
So why did he say in Parshas Yisrael that Hashem?
You thought. Now I'm telling you. By the way, you should know.
But it sounds like it should be talking to Moshe.
Yeah. Where? Over there? Yeah. No. Who says Moshe?
Why?
Why didn't he tell him before? Who? Who? When Yisrael say it before? Where was Yisrael till now? I wasn't there.
No, when Moshe left his house.
When he ran away, that's what we were saying, that it wouldn't have made sense. It wouldn't have made sense for him to tell. Who would have believed him?
Moshe.
Why? Three-year-old Moshe.
No.
I think they're asking when Moshe was living by Yisrael, but still, it already happened. I mean, they're already in.
You have to know. You have to look through Chazal and see what happens. Yisrael really chops who it is, not necessarily. Ish Mitzri, who is he? There's a whole medrash. He threw him in a pit until he was able to take out the stick, and they took out the matzah, and then he let him marry his daughter to part. I don't know if he chopped who he was.
Ish Mitzri, didn't they say that one of the schosim that they had that they came out of Mitzrayim was that they didn't change their clothes? So how did he look like?
It's nice aura, but Lamaise, I guess maybe because Bastia dressed Moshe and he lived in the palace. Nice aura. Fakir, the medrash happens to say, I think, that why was Yosef Baron Eretz Yisrael? Because he's called Ish Ivri. Why was Moshe not Baron Eretz Yisrael? Because he was called Ish Mitzri. You have to know what that medrash means, Bichal, but I hear him saying that there was something about it that was.
It would make more sense if Moshe, when he's fleeing Mitzrayim to avoid people thinking like, oh, here's a runaway Jew, he dresses as a Mitzri to hide himself.
Right, that also, right, especially with the whole Medrash that he ends up in Kush for 60 years in the middle, whatever that means. Right. Yeah. Okay.
As the kingdom says on the Yachim of Chavisham Tzayim, the
So? The daughter's told Yisrael, okay, this is some magical person, I don't know.
So didn't you say
that
Maybe.
That's why they invited him.
Could be. You're right that it came up. That I never remember, but I don't know necessarily if that got over and then they thought, okay, could be right. I'm not sure.
Because the kingdom says by that it was really the same power. Why was it that originally he had a tremendous accusative to Yosef for what he did for the time. He built them up to the world power. But then he thought, but then all the people of Mitzrayim said that these people are going to come, they're going to take us over. When another nation comes, they're going to join sides. So Paro couldn't stand the pressure, so he stepped down from being the king.
Right, for 3 months. 3 months, Major says.
Then he went back up, right. and he listened to what the people said.
Right.
So it's not like
the Ramban. There are many, many different questions here. Many, many ways to go. No, but Agav, about that 3 months, you see what's called Shom Shechter, son of Yitzchak Dov Shechter, was saying, quoting this Medrash, that he because of the pressure, they removed Pari from being king for 3 months until he would back on what he said. Today's politicians, it doesn't take 3 months of removing them, just on the spot. Oh, fine, okay, well, I'll do whatever you say. They removed Pari for 3 months for trying. He tried to hold his ground. I'm not turning my back on Yosef. Mitzrayim wanted Pari to, let's get the Yidden already, come on, we don't need them, who needs them?
Yeah, the first time they got up, they threw him in jail.
Right, sure. Okay, it says where fine Moshe is born, the river pulls him out. Right, we know that Moshe wouldn't nurse from anyone. And the Ramah says, based on this, that even though Be'etzim, it's mutter to, even though it's mutter to nurse, for a kid to nurse from a Gaita, even so, Lamaisa, you shouldn't do it, because, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's also Daber Mashchina, and the question is, I mean, like, come on, like, we understand Moshe Rabbeinu, but like, all of us, like, what? Vice Dice, that every kid, literally, it's not just them, right? It's a Rambam. Every neshama that comes into this world, the Rambam says, I don't remember which parak and which halacha has the possibility to either be like Moshe or to be like Yeravam. I think he says to be like Rosh, like Yeravam and Nevat. So yeah, every kid literally has potential, and therefore you have to treat him as such.
Even with iPhones?
Yeah, even Tav Shanayin Test 2018, Avada turning into 2019. 100%. Moshe's name ends up being Moshe, right? Because Basi Bas Pare. First of all, it seems a little interesting that the pasuk only seems to give him the name Moshe, whatever it is, after 2 years. 2 years after he is pulled out of the river. So Baron Leap says either that Itaka happened right away and the pasuk just putting it out, or maybe Taka Basia didn't give him this name until right now, right? Moshe, that she pulled him out. The Medjer says, Baron Leap brings down that. What?
Surely got him then.
Well, right, but she had him right away at the beginning because she gave him the name at the beginning. But the Medrash says that why was his name end up being Moshe? Why was Hashem asking that should be his name? In other words, as opposed to the many other names that he has, right? He has 10 names, the Medrash says, besides Moshe. Because Mikan Lamat Scharin Shal Gaimli, those were Isaac in Gemilas Chesed. She saved him. Because it was a dangerous situation, it had to be like that. Even says that Rabbi Aaron Leib also brings down that from the Rambam that Miriam waited for Moshe. The Rambam's lashon at Seif Hilchos Tumas Taras is a sichna atzma. She put herself in danger waiting there. You have to know exactly what the danger is. Maybe because of the waves. Maybe and it could be they would have gotten her also. Maybe that's why Moshe would have died. It could be because they see a baby and they see her next to it. could be the connector that she's the one who put him in. How are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to be saving a baby? Whatever it is, the Rambam says that it was very dangerous. And like we just mentioned, that could be the waves would have overtaken Moshe. So this, that Basi, how big does it seem? I'm saying Moshe, someone would have saved him. Even so, the fact that she's the one who saved him and the Schar of Gemilas Chesed, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu remains with his name, Moshe.
Did Moshe have a bris? He grew up in his parents.
Yeah, but he was by the Yidden until once ago, right? Until he was done. Kobi was Noel Mol, so yeah, but then Mistama, there was a tough time bris, I'm assuming. I mean, it's so much spoken about in Halacha, I'm assuming he had a tough time bris. Oh, Gufa, so that's the aura, that maybe he had 10 other names. Maybe he had some of them by his bris. Tovia, right? Maybe Tovia he had already. But Hashem, everyone chose, the Torah chose, Hashem chose that it's going to go by Moshe because she's the one who gave him the name. She was the one who's going Goyim Chesed, it remains as her name.
Why did she even try sticking her hand out if it was too far away?
Well, you see, because you take the first step, and Hashem helps you take the rest. No, I see it's on the spot. No? I think that I'm sure the Bali Moshe say something like that. You have to do yours, and then Hashem will help you out with the rest.
Even if it's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if Hashem wants you to do it, then you'll be able to do it.
If I want to finish Shas in a month, I could do it?
Yes, I'm saying something that Hashem put her in that situation. One has to know if someone's putting themselves in a certain situation. Okay, the Sipurnoi is a very interesting Sipurnoi back by the Miyaldais that Pari says to them, what are you doing? I thought I told you to kill them. And they answer back, Sipurna says, very interesting, that Pari was tining on them, you lied, you didn't keep to your word. Very nice, that you might have, the people even get in halachas of Rambam over here, that a guy is chayv on killing a ober, you might not be chayv, and that's why they could have, and he didn't want to, but lamaisa, you lied, you gave her over the impression that you were going to do it, and you didn't do it. So it's very, very interesting what's called that someone has to uphold with their word. We spoke a little bit last week about that even changing the lashon and lying wasn't really lying by the Shvatim and Yosef. It was just saying it that it would sound something similar.
Your little life, Ratzal
Sefashis. What does it have to do with Ratzal Sefashis? Let them say yes and not do it.
Because then Pari's going to kill them.
If she not. Could be. Could be, yeah. Come on, this is important. We're not some person making this up. Sipurna is saying that Pyre's time on them was, you said you were going to do it.
Do what?
You said you were going to kill the kids. What happened? In other words, we learn, Pyre said, you kill the kids, and they answer, no, they're too fast. Sipurna said, it's like Pyre had a real time on them. You did not fall to your word. So you're able to dray out of it by saying, what do you mean? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Someone else says a pshat that Shifra and Pua, that this was Meshapa the baby, this said poo-poo to the baby. They were trying to answer to Pare, our names are Meir that were people for afterbirth care. The birth themselves, first of all, we don't even know how to do it. They know how to do. They do know how to do. So forget about it. It wouldn't even work. They're experienced on their own. And they know what to do.
You're a little lying for saying if they...
Okay, again.
50-50, they made that, they meant that.
Wait, Lamialdis means with...
correct. But that's what they were trying to get out of it by saying this. We know that they got Vayasla and Batim, that they got Batim Kuhuna.
They probably were, they got out of
the Vayasla and Batim, that they got Batikuna, Batavia, and Batimalchus. And the question is that Lachaira, he could have also said Bate Taira, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone, Levi, everyone's coming out from Miriam, Kali, Ben Yifuna, and Osnil Ben Kenaz, the one who brought back all the many halachas that they forgot after Moshe Rabbeinu died. Well, why couldn't you say Bate Taira? So Rabbi Leo Mishkovsky answered, because Taira near Shemaim do not go Birusha. You have to work on them yourselves. Kahuna, that's Yerusha. Malchus, that's Yerusha. Levia, that's Yerusha. But Torah is not. We say Beis Yisrael Baruch Hashem, Beis Levi Baruch Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hashem. Why doesn't it say Beis Yirei Hashem Baruch Hashem? Because Vayter, once again, Yirei Shemayim is something that is obviously from someone's house. They could glean things and learn how to do it and grow up in a certain environment. But In the end of the day, it's up to the person themselves to pull in that Yerushalayim.
So what does the Gemara say on the Pasuk Lo Yimushim Pizarachim? If three generations have come into Chacham forever, they're going to become into Chacham.
Look, the Gemara says that on every Mitzvah Yankiv and many Derech that came out for Gat Torah. But Malachim, Kahuna, and Levia, as much as we might not be 100% sure today about who's the kind of Leviim, that's still straight. The Malchus, punkt stop, maybe it didn't give over, whatever, but B'Yisoid, it still could have gotten over. But Tyra, come on, in there, and days in Leviim, World War II, and many Dairas came out, forgot Tyra. The Taka disappeared. Not every house has it. Good, maybe it's a Zach that now it'll stay in this Mishpacha. Eventually, maybe it'll come back, whatever, but not that everyone's necessarily going to have or be. Be a chelik of it.
So what happens by Rabban Gamliel, Ibshim Ben Gamliel, and Rebuza Anasi, that he said, now, since we have three Tamid de Chacham in a row, now we're always going to have Tamid de Chacham.
I hear, maybe to some extent, but Lamaise, if someone, it is shy for someone to go be a Rosh and do something, and then the whole thing will turn around. You cannot be Iker Kuhun El Via Machos, right? Right. Skip to the end of the parsha. The end of the parsha says basically Moshe Rabbeinu comes back into Mitzrayim, comes to Pare to try to fight for the Yidden's a little bit of respite from their work, and then they go out, they come back, and on their way back they meet the Shaitrei Bnei Yisrael who had just come out of Pare trying on their own to get a little bit of Pare to lower his standards, and Lamaisa then they see Moshe and Aaron. Vayifkus Moshe v'Aaron nitzolim l'kras mitzis meis parim mamash. End of the parsha. Perek hey pasuk chaf through the end of the parak there. Vayum ralim yer Hashem lechem v'yishpat Hashem v'ashtem esrichinu v'yiparavin alvodav lasis cher biyadam arginu. You basically gave Pari a sword to kill us by now. That you said that they should have a rest, and now Pari said you have to lift it more. It's all your fault. And then Vayashem Moshe Hashem Vayomar, and he said Hashem Lomar Eis Lomazel Lomasesh Lachtoni. Why did you send me? Umiyos Basi Apar Dabr Shmecha Yirah Lomazel Atzel Tzalta Samecha. You didn't really end up doing anything. Many pshatim exactly what this means. How this means that the Ramban has a nice pshat. Rashi seems to say that maybe it wasn't so good. Okay, but Kapano Hashem goes. Hashem the next pasuk says Vayomar Hashem Moshe Atzel Asher Yosel Farai. You'll see what I'll do to Parki Yochazok Yishalmi Yochazok Yigarshem Yartzai. Says a pasuk in Kehelas, Parak Zayin, pasuk Zayin. Ki oishek yohel chacham v'yabed slave matana. The oishek will be mohel chacham and will make lost the lave matana. Says Rashi over there in Kehelas. When a ksil is mekanter a chacham, he messes up the chacham's mind and he causes the chacham to mess up as well. Okay, fine. Kehelas is a nice muster saver. Continues Rashi word for word. Dasan va'aviram kintru es Moshe. The Chazal say over there that it was Dasan va'aviram who were the ones who said this coming out of Pare. They were mekanter Moshe leimar yera Hashem aleichem v'yishpait. Hashem should judge you for what you did to us. V'irbevuhu, they got Moshe mixed up. V'ibdu es liboy, and they made him lose his heart, which literally means in other words lose his status and his status quo in his mind. The garmulay, and they caused him shehik b'kinegash baruch hu, that he got angry, whatever that means. And Hashem v'omar v'hatzel itzalta samech, and he turned to Hashem and says, you haven't saved. V'nenash bedavar, and because of that Moshe ended up getting punished. Sheshivai atasire, now you'll see. We know Chazal's famous drasha finishes Rashi over there. You will not get to see the Mechama of the 31 Malachim. You will not be zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. See from here a very scary aside that someone, some Rasha, yeah, Dasan Aviram. We'll speak about them later. What exactly type of people they were? Dasan and Aviram. They caused Moshe to get angry. And because of that Moshe is getting angry because Moshe lost himself for that teeny split second, whatever that means. He ended up getting punished. He's not going into Eretz Yisrael. A very, very scary thing. And L'chaira, we could take that backwards as well. That someone should be able, first of all, that if someone can realize that someone's coming to mess him up, maybe that'll help the person themselves guard against not allowing themselves to lose themselves from the person who's trying to mess them up. That's one. But even so, okay, good. Hashem and Moshe, that has to be dealt with. But if we see someone who A, causes B to mess up, and then B, yells at C, maybe C could be a little understanding that maybe this is not how B really is. B really just got messed up because of A. B will calm down in a minute. So cut him the slack. Let him go. It's very important between friends or between husband and wife. Ish v'ishtai, very important thing. I think Rav Avigdor Miller said that between the ish v'ishtai to realize that not necessarily was it the person themselves. It could be they got chopped up by something that happened that day that's still on their mind, and that's what made it come out. But you have to be understanding of that. A guten Shabbos.